This is Sumi back again here with my first podcast for you guys on my channel. Now, I had did one previously with I'm Young Yob that will be done in the description. And here I have two guests today. Can you guys please introduce yourselves?
Yes, I will introduce myself first. Hello, guys. I'm Young Yob, and I'm the best YouTuber. I'm the best, better than Eric Morales. By the way, go check out Eric Morales and DXXY Boy.
Hello guys, this is Eric here. So today we're doing a podcast with DXX Your Boy and I'm Yob. And DX, can you tell us what we're doing here today?
For one, let me correct you. My name is not DX.
DXX My Your name Boy.
Is DXX Your Boy. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I just have to clear that up here.
Boy.
We're gonna be talking about music.
Today. Yeah, the music industry.
Yes.
That's very important.
Now, Eric, I know that you're doing some type of music. I hear that.
Mm.
Like you're in the band or something.
Why? Yes, I am in the band.
And what do you do in the band?
I play my electric guitar.
Do you have a clip that we can see?
Why, yes. If you go on my YouTube channel, Eric Morales, you're going to see a playlist of all about music. And I have four videos. First video was all about music. Second one is 10,000 Reasons cover. And then Despacito. And then how to play 10,000 Reasons.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah, but have you had any business with music recently
or no
anytime?
I'm very interested into making music, and the first time I'll make music, I'll make it very good and authenticated.
Oh, by the way, to you people listening, I have a song that I'm working on currently. It's called Drip Too Hard. Just watch out for that. It's gonna be lit, you know, say it like your boy.
Yeah, you said that on my podcast, self-promotion.
You know what I'm saying? I just gotta put it out there for the people that didn't watch the one.
Yeah,
I
that's cool. Once you post it, I'm gonna put it in my description.
By the way, guys, I'm Young Yob and Eric Morales' YouTube channel will be linked down in the description. So you guys could go and subscribe to them, you know what I'm saying, if y'all want to.
Yes, very nice.
So, let's talk about people that are currently right now in the music industry. What do you guys think is happening with today's music at the moment? Any thinkers?
What do you mean by that?
Like, how are people using music to like express themselves and stuff like that?
How music? I think that people are using it in good ways and sometimes bad ways. But sometimes people use it for their extreme heartbreaks, and they actually make good songs out of it. Yes, isn't that right,
yes,
Eric
that
Morales?
Is very right.
Can you guys give an example of a rapper use music for like
to inspire
to, like,
people?
Share his like, yeah, basically.
Give me a second. Juice WRLD.
Okay. Post I have Malone. Another one on my mind know. Right now. He's one that passed in late 2019.
X.
No,
Juice
X
WRLD.
Passed in... Yeah, Juice WRLD. X had passed in 2018. Or
yes,
2017.
So who is the one you were talking about right now? Juice WRLD?
Yeah.
But I already said Juice WRLD.
Wait. Yeah, Juice WRLD. What do you guys think about the rappers right now that are still alive? Like, Blueface, the baby had came up with a short film recently. It's actually really good. Not gonna lie. It's actually really good. Came out with everything. What do you guys think about that?
About them?
Yeah.
Well, I think we are somewhat moving away from what rap originally was. Because Eminem posted a song about God. He posted a song called Godzilla, and it really shows like something that's different from rap nowadays.
That's true.
Yes, Derek, can you give me an example of a bad rapper who who didn't inspire people and just made so much messes in this world?
Oh, 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine. Let's talk about him for a minute.
If you guys go on his Instagram page right now,
yeah.
He said something about him. Oh yeah, why are people tripping? Like about what? Like, why are people saying that he snitched? Well, everybody knows that he did snitch. He just doesn't know it himself. People just have to remind.
These
him.
Are his exact says, words. Why everybody calling me a snitch? I am missing something. Question.
Let me explain to you something, 6ix9ine. If you're listening to this. You snitch. That's why you got a less time in prison. Okay. I just. Oh, never mind. 6ix9ine. No harm to you. Don't come and get me, please.
Well.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let's move on to our next topic.
Oh, I want to talk about Blueface for a minute.
No, please don't.
Yes, please.
You may continue, dear.
I then.
Blueface, right now it seems like every track he releases is a hit. Am I right?
Every track? Can you give me an example of one of his tracks?
Holy moly!
Holy moly!
Holy moly! Oh,
holy moly! Don't.
Oh, by the way, people that are listening right now, I made a reaction video to that. It's also going to be like down in the description.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, how much time do we have right now? Like,
we have still a couple of minutes left.
Couple minutes. Okay, what's the next topic?
Oh, y'all can choose.
All right. So the next topic are the how to get started doing music. Mm. Yes. How would you get started doing music? What's the first thing you do?
For the one, for me. Mm. For myself, because everybody's different from myself. I need a computer. And I need a good
editing software. That's the first thing you do?
I don't...
Well, first you need lyrics. Like, you need lyrics. What I use is a notebook to write my lyrics.
That's a good example.
Because if, well, say I lose my phone and I lose everything that's on there, I don't have the lyrics, you know. But I have the notebook with me all the time. So, Yeah. So I write my lyrics in a notebook, and then I have to find a good beat making software, because you know I need something to be able to make beats out of with it, because I can't just be in my room like that.
I think the first thing you should think about when you start doing music is what kind of music you would be making. That's the very first thing I think.
Oh yeah, think about though. Can you express that idea? Yep. Can you express that? Give us some examples.
Some examples, like, what do you want to make? Do you want to make rap? Or do you want to, like, you know, be a singer?
Pop, what kind classical. Of
music? Because all music is the same.
Yeah, that's right. For me, personally, it's going to be rap. You know, I know a lot of people don't agree with that, but as a singer, that's what I want to do. So, like,
might
as well do it. You know what I mean?
If you had to make music, what would you pick? What kind of genre?
Music?
Yes. Would it be rap, pop?
I would have to pick between rap and pop, or just
Who are the most trending rappers right now?
Is that relevant? I guess so.
Let me switch my questions. What are the top two apps that people use for music?
What do you mean? I searched that. I actually searched that before we started this. And apparently, the in 2020, the best streaming services, I want you to guess what they are.
SoundCloud.
Audio Mac.
How dare you, Eric? How do you know about that? I thought that was my secret.
Spotify?
It's actually Google Tidal. Well, it's Tidal and Spotify.
Oh, I thought SoundCloud was gonna make it there. that's
SoundCloud is not even there. SoundCloud is not even there.
That's personally one of my favorites. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's your favorite.
It's like personally the best one of my favorites.
Like, the top ones are just for people with money, actual money, to spend on music.
Second one, you see, for me, Spotify, it's a good app and all, but it has too many, like, it's, like, too crowded, if that makes sense. Not only that, it has so many ads, like, I don't understand anymore.
Mm.
Spotify? Yeah, have to shuffle.
Oh, it's horrible. And then you have to buy premium, and that's a whole other...
It's just something else. It's for people that got that rich and want to make even more money, even though they don't even need it, because they're gonna be ended up throwing it up in the air.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If you use Audio Mac, there are no ads. There are no ads.
Yeah. No, you actually just go offline anyway.
No ads, and you can.
Is it in the app store?
Yes, it is.
You can download it for free.
Audio Mac.
Yeah, it's really
no
nice.
Ads.
It looks like SoundCloud, but it's not. Yeah, the background is black, right?
You can choose any songs you want for free. You can offline.
I mean some songs are still not there. Like, I'm still waiting for The Weeknd to be up there, and I'm just looking at hacked versions of The Weeknd, which I do not appreciate.
I'm guessing that your favorite rapper is, music artist is The Weeknd, because you keep on bringing him up.
You know how many times I've been telling you that?
Eric, who is your favorite music artist?
Nobody.
My favorite music artist?
Yes.
Does it have to be a rapper or any?
Any. As long as he does music, or she.
Oh, she.
Oh, Derek, a she. Eric, a she.
Oh. What about Drake? Drake is a...
No, it's Shakira. No.
Drake? No, let's pause here and talk about Drake. I'm glad you brought him up. He released a new song not too long ago.
Yeah. Money in the Grave? Is that what he's talking about?
No, the Tootsie one, something like that.
I mean, can you please give me more information?
Let me look it up right now. It seems like every song, not it seems, it is. Every time Drake uploads a song, makes a song,
Oprah's
it's always
bank account?
Like. Oh no, Oprah's bank account, that's the one he made with Lil Yachty, but that one's
Life
good too.
Is
that
good?
One's really good, but I'm not talking about that
Life
one.
Life is good?
No, not well, Life is Good is a banger too, but I'm talking about the one he really recently released. It's Drake is smart, you see. He made a song with a dance, and then everybody's doing the dance now. Like, this people can more people can know about the song. Drake did something really smart there, real smart of him.
As Derek is searching up, who's your favorite rapper, yo? And why?
I already said that. I already
tell me why, though. Tell me why.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Tootsie Slide or something like that. However he says it. That's the one. It already has 19 million.
Yeah, Tootsie Slide.
Hey, guys. You want me to tell you something?
Days. Go ahead, little boy.
Boy, if you don't get your
God's stupid. Plan has 1.1 billion views.
What song?
God's Plan. 1.1 billion views.
Did you know The Weeknd is the best artist in the world?
Nah, I have to disagree with that.
The Weeknd?
I hate you.
The Canadian singer?
Yes, sir. He's a singer. You know how many songs he has that has a billion views?
I know, but like, I have to do that.
1.6 billion views.
I don't look at the views. I look at how the person makes
Boy, music. Since when like, you don't look at views?
Did you know he's gonna...
Do you guys know the rapper Playboi Carti?
What, Eric?
Did you know The Weeknd's gonna go in Toronto in June 30th?
He was born in Toronto.
I know, but he's going back to Toronto.
What? Eric, do do you like him because he came from Toronto?
Oh,
like from Canada?
Derek, did you know on August 3rd, he's going to Oakland Arena? Did you know that?
Me,
is that your favorite basketball game?
No, but his music has a vibe, though. His music has a vibe.
And guess how old is he?
I don't really listen.
He's 30 years old.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The Weeknd? That nigga old as fuck. Oh, I'm gonna beep that out.
His full name is Abel Makone Tesfaya. Is that your favorite rapper, yo?
Absolutely.
I have a couple of rappers that I like. For one, I'm listening to my favorite rapper, I'll say at the moment, is Lil Uzi Vert.
Can you repeat?
I just have to drop it right there. Lil Uzi Vert. My favorite song from him at the moment.
Can you please say that
I'm
more
sorry.
Quickly? Can you say that rapper's name more quickly about 20 times?
Oh, you know what is? You know why? Okay. Uh-huh. Actually, I'll do it. Okay.
Lucifer. Okay, let's stay on topic. What's our next topic?
We're still on.
Different types of music.
Okay. What kind of music is your favorite music, Eric? Because I already know you date DXX. What is your favorite?
I have a lot of favorite music. Some of you guys know that I'm Haitian, so I fuck with my compa a lot. I'm gonna beep that out. I love my compa a lot, you know what I mean? I listen to compa almost all day. Even during online classes, I listen to compa. But anyways, I listen to compa and rap. That's what I listen to right now. That's my main right now, at the moment. I'm gonna know, what's yours? Like, what's your, like, music at the moment?
The Weeknd is 30 years old. Oh my gosh.
So you can't get over that now.
Why? Drake is 30
years
old.
He's young.
I mean, Drake is the Weeknd, he looks old but young, if that makes sense. It's like when you're old but you're trying to look young. But there's some people that are old and still look young. Like,
yeah,
they can be,
50
years old and look 16.
I think that's going to be the same, though.
Yeah, maybe. You know when they go low on the head and then beard up and up the heel? Who would you guys want to see make music?
More music? NLE.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even thinking of NLE this whole time. NLE is actually really, really good. He's what, like 16? 16, 17? Something like that. He's actually just really, really good. No one can cap on that. Like, come on, man. Come on. NLE's good.
Yeah, he's good. I got that. I really got him.
He's good. He got, like, that flow, his music, you know what I'm saying? He's just really good. Roddy Ricch.
Oh, you know who Roddy Ricch reminds me?
Who?
What's his name? Cowboy.
The one who made Old Town Road?
Nas.
Oh,
Lil Nas X.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of reminds me for some reason. I don't know what.
Okay.
Oops. Okay, our next topic.
Yeah, okay. So.
What time you think of finishing this podcast, though?
It's been 21 minutes.
Finish quickly because we're already 20 minutes in. How long did we do the last one for?
Like, we've been talking for quite a while now, but we can continue.
Your podcast was 15 minutes.
Music? Music has a lot of topics that we can touch on, so like, might as well. We gotta get some out for the people to listen to.
Yeah, but we gotta make it short because you got more to edit.
Oh yeah, that's true. And it takes longer to upload. Just a 10-minute video takes like forever to upload. And like when you edit, you have to save everything. And
so do we end the video? Yes, well, podcast.
Let's touch on one more topic and then we'll be done. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Our last topic that we should touch on, that I really, really think we should touch on, is what? Someone asked a damn question.
What should we talk about? Music? What kind of gear you should get, I guess? Like,
For one, if you're a rapper and you're too lazy and you have too much money that you don't want to make your own beat, you need to get a... producer.
But Derek, it's very hard to get a producer.
I know, you gotta find the right one.
Or you can just use some that
lot of people like NLE Choppa are independent, so like they do everything by themselves.
Lyrical Lemonade.
You know, let's not even speak on that. The video is gonna be too fire. No. Well, you guys have anything else to add?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Shut up, Eric. My podcast is available on Spotify. Let me go see the other one. Spotify, Google Podcasts. Let me see the other ones. Radio Public. And the Breaker. So, and I'm pretty sure DXX here podcast is gonna be available on all of those.
Yeah, it is. And the one that Amnio did, I featured me. I was part of it. So yeah, that's gonna be down in the description. I don't know how many times I've said things I've said already that are gonna be down in the description, but a lot of it and all of it. Anything else y'all wanna add?
I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, thanks you guys for joining me on this podcast today. And this is the Accessible Boy here signing off from this podcast. And everything, like I already said, is going to be down in the description. Subscribe right now, you know what I'm saying? Like the podcast. Comment down below ideas that y'all want me to do in the future. Follow my social media account. It's on the screen right now or maybe down in the description like it's always.
And yeah.
I'm your Yob and Eric. It's going to be down in the description. Also,
bye guys.
See y'all in the next one. Peace.